Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo, you guys. The story here says 70% of Americans plan on celebrating today by eating Mexican food, drinking margaritas, or sipping on a good Mexican beer.
Yummy.
Get me some sopapillas in my mouth immediately.
Yeah. What's your favorite? Like, what's your favorite Mexican dish?
Oh, I had it this weekend. Enchiladas.
Oh, I love enchiladas.
I get
enchiladas.
The three beef enchiladas with the red sauce, the beans, and the rice there with it.
That's so good.
And then you at the very end, you scoop the rest of it up with the chips.
Eat it up.
Like a fatty.
Good call.
How about you, Katie Cat?
I typically go for the bean and chicken and chicharrone burrito smothered deluxe, like all the way. I know. It is like fat upon fat. Like,
let's
just go ahead and put deep fried fat in our burrito, but that's what I do every single time. It's so, I love chicharrones. Like, you know, it's a party when the chicharrones show up. So,
Say chicharrones.
Stop
one more
saying
time.
Chicharrones.
What? Don't you guys like chicharrones?
There it
like,
is again.
No?
Ding.
No?
I mean, yes. Yeah. They're good.
I'm a big fan. I think that they make.
Three beef enchiladas with the red sauce. Josh, what are you ordering?
I like the carne asada.
Roll the R's.
I love the chicken and steak fajitas. I mean, you cannot go wrong with those.
God.
I'll wrap every, because then you get the beans good. And the rice and the lettuce and the tomatoes and all that stuff and put it in a little taco burrito.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Ooh, girl.
Well, and special shout out to the chili relleno, because those are always welcome on my plate,
always
too.
Good. So good.
I know.
Always.
Like, there's so many good things.
Oh, no, I want to go
starving.
Eat.
Thank you.
So hungry.
So hungry.
Best. I love Mexican food. Anyway, happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody. Just a heads up, the TSA has been warning everybody that they need to get that real ID for years. This time, they're serious. They say if you don't have your real ID by Wednesday, you better get to an airport at least 3 hours early.
Jeez.
You're going to be subject to delays and additional screening. And the real ID is a driver's license that has the star up in the top right corner. It shows that you've been verified, that you've verified your identity with additional documents. So you need to get that done if you're going to be at the airport.
Yeah.
Other than that, they say if you don't, you're going to need a passport, a global entry or nexus, a permanent resident card, a border crossing card, a foreign government issued passport, or a veteran health ID card, and a vial of blood and a hair sample.
Jeez.
Firstborn
child. Bring some nail clippings.
DNA test.
No, but it's also important to point out that most of the licenses that have been issued in the last 5 years have that real ID symbol on it already. So really you have to worry if you haven't gotten your ID updated in the last, like, you know, 6+ years. That's when you really want to start looking into it because... I mean, most of the people, I have one on mine. You do on yours. We've all checked
our
IDs.
We all have it.
But I have came across people who haven't. So, you know, it's definitely worth the look.
There you go. Today's the day. Get it done or you're going to be waiting in line there at the airport 3 hours early. Ugh, so bad. We're going to be diving into prom, your horrible prom stories, all that here in just a few minutes. But I do want to give you this story as well. A list out this morning. What's something that's sexy now that wasn't 20 years ago?
Oh.
Trying to think of something off the top of my head without looking at the list. Something that's sexy now.
A gamer. Somebody who plays video games.
If it makes a lot of money.
You know
yeah.
What I mean?
Okay.
Like,
look at this.
Sexy. Yeah.
Number 18. Thank you very much. Nerdy things.
Yeah.
Dungeons and Dragons, Magic, Warhammer, anime, comics, super into fantasy, video games, collecting He-Man characters. Look at that. That's funny that made the list there.
Whoa.
Funny.
Wow. Yeah. How
that
about
specifically, huh?
Eyebrows that aren't pencil thin. Having bushy eyebrows now.
Yeah.
Super sexy.
Which is sexier than the 90s.
Super sexy.
You know, draw them on pencil thin eyebrows. Yeah.
50-year-olds are sexy now. They say basically because everybody who's turning 50 looks like they're 30 now.
Oh, yeah.
They look better.
It's not the Golden Girls world right now.
They look better, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I look at 40-year-olds from the 80s and I'm like, that's my grandma.
Yeah. Seriously.
Seriously.
Like, whoa.
Long hair on dudes, sexy now. It wasn't 20 years ago.
I thought guys had, 80s guys had crazy long
hair.
Yeah,
the hair bands. Like, there's
hair bands.
The hair bands are an actual genre.
No. Hey, I didn't make up the list. Stop yelling.
Okay.
Dad bods. Dad bods.
Dad bods.
Men with bigger chests and kind of a belly. So,
Katie, girl, other girls love dad bods.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Katie,
it's okay. You've
been 17 months. Don't be so picky.
No, I'm gonna keep being picky again.
I wouldn't be so picky.
A title to bestow upon somebody. Like,
do you want a dude with abs? Like, do you want?
I don't know. know. I don't know. It depends on what the face attached to.
If you're trying to find a 40-year-old man with abs, good luck. Good luck.
Watch me roll
that.
My eyes.
Good luck.
Things that are sexy now that weren't 20 years ago, being vegan, being a non-smoker, and having zero posts on social media. God, I wish I was there.
That's another thing. Girls, they're like, nowadays, they're like, if he doesn't post a lot on social media, that's like the sexiest thing ever.
I've told you guys, I can't wait for the day that I can bail out on all my social media.
You think you're
going
to do it? You don't think you want to keep up?
I might keep my personal Facebook and just blow out everybody but like close family and friends, maybe. Maybe. But yeah, we need it for this job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Every morning, every day, we need it. So yeah, I'm holding on to it. But there will come a day when I pull the plug on it. All right, let's talk about prom. It is prom season.
Yeah.
We saw some pictures on, speaking of the social, this morning of a bunch of kids out for prom. I absolutely hated prom.
Did you hate it?
One of the worst nights of my life.
Well, really? It's changed so much, too. Like, I saw a limo of kids getting out of for prom this weekend, and I was just like, the things that you guys probably do now are so different than what I did when I went to prom.
Probably.
But, you know?
Trying to think of how. Are you all making out at the end of the night?
Well, what was your graduating class? Did you have a big
Katie show? Was 76?
Not the year. Oh, how many people were in my graduating class?
You were from a very small town.
I'm from a town of 7,500 people, so there was like 200 people in my graduating class, and we were one of the larger graduating classes. Okay. So yeah, there wasn't a whole lot of people, but I just mean the interaction. Like, I remember for my prom, we sat around on a log. There was a fire going. Nobody had cell phones. But now I just imagine everybody on opposite sides of the gym on their phones, not engaging with each other. That's what I see when I look at a lot of prom pictures now.
Everybody's looking down all through prom.
It's not the big party that it used to be.
I will tell you, there's a story out this morning. If you're not getting a limo, they say Uber is offering free rides for up to $20 for the teens. You can reserve two free rides up to, this is way past, 90 days in advance to and from prom, so that's kind of nice.
Cool.
I'd rather have the limo.
We actually did 1 year with a party bus, and that was really fun because obviously there's much more room than just a limo. There was also a pole, which was kind of funny, in the middle of the party bus, so that was a good time for everybody to dance around and have a good time with.
I bet.
Yeah, so that
I
was
bet.
Fun.
A
so
pole.
I got a great prom story. This happened to my buddy whenever his daughter was. It was like a weekend ago. So if you guys have a prom fail, we're going to want your calls and comments or anything you want to comment about prom. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Phone lines are wide open. He posted some pictures, and I did let out a little. So his daughter had prom, and of course they post all the prom pictures online. And they're doing, you know, all the shots outside and all their dresses. They had a prom staircase at their house, which is what my wife has always wanted. One of those big curved staircases. They're all standing there. Well, it sounds like when they went outside to take some of the prom pictures, a bee had landed on his daughter's face and stung her in the cheek.
Oh, no.
She's allergic to bees.
Oh,
so
no.
The left side of her face went and swelled up for prom night. And so there's a ton of pictures that have been posted saying, oh, you poor thing, this sucks, prom was ruined because the bee, and she looked like the dude from Goonies.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure that side of her face.
Yes, hey, you guys.
Wait for me.
Is that Sloth or whatever?
Sloth,
this poor girl looking beautiful in her dress, and the whole left side of her face just ballooned up.
Talk about the worst time that could ever happen.
Worst timing.
Oh, because there are going to be so many pictures of that. Like,
so many pictures.
Left side only. Left side only.
Can't even go to prom at that point.
Yeah. We're doing profile pics tonight.
I know.
Jeez, man.
Poor thing.
That's awful.
So if you guys have any prom horror stories, fails, maybe you just hated it, 303-691-1649. Phone lines are going to be wide open. I will tell you that we did take our prom photos and put them on our socials.
Oh, jeez.
We are so dorky. Really?
Katie and I were laughing because
ours are definitely more grainy and old school looking. And then there's Josh with his, like,
well, you can tell.
35 megapixel camera.
We had digital cameras in my
day. It
was
a different time.
Yeah.
Different time. But yeah, we threw them up there. Who's the guy you went with, Katie?
Oh, his name is David. David Ludwig was his name. And it's so funny, the story behind it, because he was supposed to go to prom with one of my good friends. And it turned out like 2 weeks before prom, we found out, because you need to have good grades to go to prom at the school I went to. Like, whoa. You couldn't, like, you had to have passing grades to go to prom. And we found out, like, she didn't have good enough grades to go. So she had already, like, bought her dress and everything. And he had already bought his tux. And she was like, well, I guess you could take Katie. Like, that was literally it. I know. That was literally it. So then I, like, had prom stuff from the year before, so I just kind of busted it all out and did it again. But this guy was so boring and uneventful, and I was just like,
well, what were you wanting to do with him?
I don't know. I just thought
dance
prom,
the night away and
it was
like, swap spit.
The prom I went to was from a neighboring town, so it wasn't even like my high school prom that I went to. It was from New Rockford, which was like a town an hour away. And so when we went, it was like, my town I'm from is like 7,500 people. This town is like under 1,000. So it's even smaller.
Oh,
and
my
so
gosh.
The level of prom
you might have gone with your
stuff,
cousin.
I know, exactly. Exactly. But at the end of the night, like, gosh, I was home by 10. And my mom was like, what are you doing?
Like, you're like, it was
go have
wrong.
Fun.
That's
yeah,
what
your
happened.
Life.
She's like, go back out.
I have a story about a prom that I went to for another school, and it was not as good either.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel you, Katie.
Yeah, and
you.
Then we went to the gas station for hot dogs. Like, the whole thing was just not okay. It was not.
Oh, North Dakota.
Okay. You went to your prom gas station hot dog, Katie? Like, fine.
Let's get into this a little deeper. I got a pity date story as well. Mine was a total pity date. We're talking some fails this morning, though. Like, how did your prom suck? Why was it bad? I will tell you, I had a pity date for my prom.
Oh, no.
I didn't have a date. So my buddy was dating this girl, and it was a whole, well, she's got a friend, goes to a different school. You don't really know her. You want to go with her? And I was like, okay, just so I could go. Why are you looking at me like that, Katie?
Well, I kind of had the same thing happen to me, so I can relate, and I feel bad for you, because that's never the...
Here's a pity date.
I don't know if guys dream about going to prom the way girls
do. We don't.
Do.
No.
I just didn't want to miss out, because all my buddies were going. They all had dates, and so it was just like, hey, Jared should come, too. Let's find a random girl to go with.
Oh, buddy.
And then we ended up going downtown to the broker. Back
in
the day when the broker was there, it was this old bank, and we had dinner at the broker. We ate in the vault. It was like shrimp and meat, and it was a really good dinner, but we stayed there way too long, so we didn't actually get to the real prom with maybe 10 minutes left. So I didn't even get to enjoy the actual dance because we farted around too much downtown.
You didn't do anything.
We didn't do anything.
Aww.
We suck, man.
Aww. You know who had a really crappy prom, too?
Tell me now.
Was Zoe, because she graduated in 2021, so both her junior and senior prom were COVID. And so she got dressed up in her prom dress. We got her in a truck, and we drove her around the neighborhood.
Put her in the back of a pickup and drove her around.
That's what you had to do with prom back then. Like, they wanted to make it a thing, but you couldn't be around anybody.
That sucks.
So, so I imagine she's going to be one of those adults who does her prom over again, you know?
Which is just sad.
Yeah.
Which will
just
be sad.
No, she should get an option to have a prom. Like, I'm all for it.
All right, so what was your prom fail, your prom stories, anything prom related? We'll take it. It's Monday. We just want to chat with some people. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Right now we got Linda and Casey on hold, and here's Linda. Hi, Linda. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
Hi. Whoa.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, why are you breathing so heavy? What are you doing?
I'm out for a run.
Oh, okay.
Just decided to call in.
All right.
Got to take care of that health.
I have to call in.
You do have to call in. Okay, well, tell us your prom story.
Well, I was dating a guy that was 3 years older than me, so he's out of high school.
Okay.
21 years old.
Oh.
He gets the chicken pox.
Oh.
Oh, no.
My twin sister and I had never had the chicken pox, so I broke out the night before prom.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're all itchy.
Oh, and covered with chicken pox.
Oh, no.
Yeah, red blotches.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gross.
Oh, but we went. We went.
Oh, you still went to prom, though.
And infected everybody else.
My one and only. My one and only.
Oh, my
That's
gosh.
Great. So in your pictures, do you have little dots all over you?
Yes, we look terrible.
That's fantastic.
He was already scabbed over by then. And
yeah. Ew.
It was the yeah. chicken pox prom.
How romantic, right? You sit there and scratch each other while you're dancing.
Oh. I have a twin sister, and her date had this funeral car. It was like almost like a hearse that we drove to prom.
Oh, fantastic.
With your virus of the chicken pox.
Oh.
Yes.
That's great. Linda, we're going to let you get back to your run. It's been a delight listening to you breathe. You have a great morning.
All right. Thanks, you guys, too. It's
right, thanks,
fun.
Bye.
Thanks for your story, Linda. Bye. Oh, that was a good one, though.
Casey.
Hey, guys.
Hi. Hey. Good morning. So do you have a prom fail for us?
Yes. I'm from Australia. So in Australia, we call them the formal.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was a tomboy, very much a tomboy in sports, never wore dresses. My auntie went out with me and bought this hideous taffeta dress. And so I dolled up and everything. My uncle drove me to the formal in a Trans Am Pontiac, kept doing laps around the school. All my friends and everything were parked out the front of the school.
Awesome.
He kept going around and around, and I'm like, stop, just let me out. And so anyway, I got to the prom formal, and sitting at the table, and the waiter came around with all our meals, and as he put the dish across the plate across the front of me, he the gravy on the side went right across the front of my dress.
Oh no!
Yeah, so as if I wasn't uncomfortable and embarrassed enough walking around in this hideous dress, I had gravy all night like that with the gravy train across the front of my
dress. Was it white gravy or brown gravy?
Oh,
it was brown gravy.
Thank God. Thank God you didn't have some explaining to do to your parents later.
Exactly.
Well, and Casey, you can't get anything out of taffeta, so I'm sure that stain was there the whole time.
That's why I stopped wearing it, for sure.
It didn't really matter. I never was going to wear it again anyway. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Casey, I could listen to you talk all day long.
Thank you.
I love your accent.
And just one more thing. By the end of the night, my auntie made me take this horrible Glomesh purse, which I never ever carried purses or anything. And I was like, why do I need this purse? She said, you need to put your lipstick. And so I said, I'm not wearing lipstick. I don't need the purse. And she said, just take it with you. So anyway, at the end of the night, of course, I wasn't used to carrying a purse around, so I just left it there.
Oh, no.
As you should. Stupid purse, stupid lipstick.
Exactly. I'm like, oh, sorry, I left it there.
No purse and gravy all over your dress. That's a hell of a night.
It's a hell of a night.
Exactly. You're sweet.
My boyfriend at the time wanted to dance and everything, and I was like, nope, I'm sitting in this chair and I'm not moving all night.
Smart move. Smart move. I love it. This has been a great call. Total prom fail. Thank you, honey.
Thank you guys are awesome. Have a great day.
Thank you, Casey.
Thanks, Casey. Bye.
Well, that's great.
It's just one thing after the other.
That poor girl. That was a night.
Oh, my God.
What's your prom fail? 303-691-1649. Phone lines are open. I'll give you a couple that came in on text. This person says, I got food poisoning at dinner. Spent most of my prom in the girls' locker room puking my guts out.
Oh, no.
My date thought I ghosted her. We broke up the next day.
Oh.
That one's pretty good. This one, another no name. Looked beautiful, and my stupid prom date showed up in light-up sneakers as a joke. Some people laughed, but then they referred to me as the lighted lover for the rest of the senior year. Even the yearbook labeled me the lighted lover.
There you go.
That's kind of goofy. All right, what are your prom fails? 303-691-1649. Ariana, hi.
Hello.
Hello. So, tell us about prom.
Okay, so I am 19 years old, and I've been to 4 proms. I recently went to my 4th one out of high school. It was crazy. But my worst... Yeah, so my school has a policy. If you're under 20, you can still go.
Okay.
So I was able to go.
Yeah.
All my senior friends.
That's awesome.
My senior boyfriend, too. So it was really cool.
I got to ask you real quick. Is it kind of weird, like, being out of high school, going back to a high school prom? Do you feel weird?
It is a weird experience, I will say. Yeah.
Yeah. So I got out of high school and ended up going back to a Dakota Ridge. I think it was a homecoming with a girl because she was a year younger than me, and it was weird.
Yeah.
Even a year out of high school, you're like, man, I'm the old guy here, you know?
Well, and homecoming would have been like that fall, so you would have been out of high school for like 5 months at that point. It's
still
weird.
Strange, yeah. Anyway, so you get around a lot. Okay, so tell us about prom, then, your fails.
So my junior year, we decided to go to Olive Garden for dinner.
Okay.
The venue was at CU Boulder, but we ended up taking pictures in Target.
Nuh-uh.
In front of the red ball.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
No. Yes.
Were you in aisle 11 or what?
Yeah, so there's a little garden table that we took a picture at, but the real kicker was that we took a picture in front of Elsa's castle.
Oh, beautiful. It's like a fairy tale. It's a fairy tale theme.
Yeah, and then my friend sees a little girl, and then she's like, "We're Disney princesses," like very aggressively.
I mean, yeah, kind of. Like
very aggressively.
No, I'm a princess.
My gosh.
And it was really funny to see the dad's, like, look on his face of, like, the judgment.
Well, yeah, why are we here?
Obviously.
Why are we in Target?
That's awesome.
That's
are you
good.
Planning on going to a sixth prom?
I recently just went to one last week.
Okay.
So it's the last one I technically can attend because they don't let anybody over 19. So
yeah.
It's my last one.
Because at some point it is going to get kind of creepy if you keep showing up to these high school proms.
Hey, guys, I'm back.
You need to get an older boyfriend immediately.
Yeah. It's not,
well, she's like, maybe not. It's fine.
It's all right. We'll let
it go. All good.
You are charming. You are delightful. And thank you for calling this morning.
Thank you. You guys are wonderful. I listen to you every day.
That's very
thank
kind
you
of
so
Ariana.
Much. Yes.
All right. We're going to let you go. Let you go.
Let you go.
Bye. A little different.
She was sweet.
Ryan, Rye Guy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, it's Ryan, everybody. All right, bud. So tell us about your prom.
So this was my junior year prom. I asked this girl that I was not dating, but I asked her to go to prom with me. And lo and behold, we get in. I go to the coat check. I check my coat, and she had a coat. I checked her coat. I turn around. She's gone. And
wow.
I did not see her again the rest of the night. And I mean, we were in prom for 2 minutes and she had already ditched me and left.
She couldn't wait to get away
from
you.
Buddy.
Yeah. So I paid for dinner. I paid, her half of the limo. I was treating her right. And then she just ditched me. And maybe the worst part was that our school does a after prom, like at the school.
Yeah.
You know, to try and keep kids from doing bad stuff.
Doing the pot weed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All that. And so she was supposed to be my ride home.
Oh, no.
From after prom. So it was like 1 a.m. and I am at my high school asking a bunch of people to see if they would drive me home.
Can you come get me?
Oh, Ryan.
Poor Ryan.
Wait,
was this pre Uber?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was a little bit before Uber.
I have a question for you. Huh. What was her reaction when you asked her to prom? Was she like super into it, or was she like, I guess I'll go?
Well, at the time, I thought she was into it, but looking back, probably not that into it.
Hindsight's 20/20, buddy.
She's looking for a free meal and a ride, bud.
Yeah, well, and I'm sure you paid for her prom ticket, which those aren't cheap, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
wow. Yeah.
I feel bad for you now. Like,
I know.
Right now, I feel bad for you.
I do, too.
It happens.
Like, I want to give you a ride somewhere right now because I feel so bad about it.
I want to take you somewhere. Bring you wherever you want to go, Ryan.
I'll be your Uber, Ryan.
Yeah. There we go.
Thank you, guys.
I'll even wear a prom dress. Why not?
Okay, now it's weird, but you know.
It's better.
Now it's weird. Ryan, thanks for the laughs, buddy. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you, guys.
Bye. Thanks, Ryan.
Bye, Ryan.
All right, here's your last call. Last call. I got Robert and Mina, but last call. If you have any prom fails, phone lines 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Phone line is open. Let me give you a couple more that came in on text. A couple bats flew into the gym because the gym doors were open because it was so hot. The students screamed pure chaos for about 45 minutes until they got them out. That's what happened at that person's prom. This girl says we did a big dramatic entrance down the staircase at my parents' house, slid halfway down on my back, scraped it up really bad, tore my dress.
I have one that happened to me.
Jeez, Alou.
We had a prom picture that we wanted to take on a trampoline where everybody kind of did like a jump, like, hey, we're having fun. we bounced a girl on there, and she tore her ACL. And she tore her ACL on prom night.
In a prom dress?
In a prom dress.
Oh, that
and
poor
I'll never
girl.
Forget her shrieks and screaming. And that was on prom night. So that was really fun. Oh. Really, really fun, yes.
This person said they gave out glow sticks at the door. One snapped on me that night, got chemical burns all over my wrist.
Oh, those can burn you?
Good God.
Oh,
I
no.
guess. I didn't know.
I didn't know that either.
I guess if it's leaking or something, you don't know. Ugh. All right, let's do Robert. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, JKJ.
What's your prom fail?
So my prom fail wasn't necessarily my fault. I blame Mother Nature, but it was my senior year prom. And unfortunately, the allergies were really bad that year. And let's just say I looked like Rudolph and a guy had smoked the pot weed all day long.
With the red eyes.
No.
Oh, no.
The nose was red.
Red
nose.
Eyes
were bloodshot. I'm just like, I'm here, guys. I'm ready for a night of fun.
Yes,
so
not running down your face.
With the red eyes.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said he was on the pot weed. Robert, you're funny. Is this repeat, Robert?
Yes, it is.
Hey, it's repeat, Robert. All right, we're going to let you go blow your nose. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Yeah, no problem. We'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye, Robert.
Funny. Hi, Mina.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're super dupes. Just reliving prom this morning. So how many years ago was it for you?
The same as you. So like 98.
98.
Okay.
That's right.
All
back
right.
in the day. Right on. All right. So what happened?
So my dad used to own a car dealership, and so he had like really, really fancy cars. And my friend was like, oh, dude, you know, I have a prom date for you because I'm Middle Eastern. So my dad was like, there's no way you're going to prom with the guy. Whatever. Long story short is this guy that wanted to come with me was like, no, you have to take, you know, this Rolls Royce from your dad's lot. If you don't, then I'm not coming. So I called my brother and I was like crying because I was like, dad's not going to let me go and all this stuff. His best friend came to my door, was like, hey, we're going to prom. He showed up for me and everything. My dad got us a limousine. The limousine started on fire.
So the limousine
starts on fire. The poor driver doesn't speak English. He had no idea what to do. So we're stuck in a King Soopers parking lot. I'm like almost in tears. And then we finally, my grandparents lived pretty close. So I called my mom and I was like, hey, because, you know, at the time limos had a phone in the car. So I was like, can I come and borrow grandma's car? So we got my grandma's car. And what happened is after dinner and everything, we walk into prom, or he opens up my door, and my dress snaps. I am big-breasted, and wow, my brother's best friend got to see everything. And the kicker
he saw
is,
your breastises?
Nina!
Memorable prom for
he's,
him.
He's going to call in next week on the best prom stories ever.
This one time.
Right? The kicker is my brother and him are still best friends. We're still good. So he said this story to my husband on our wedding video.
I saw him first.
I saw him first.
Exactly. So that is, there you go.
You win. Like,
yeah,
this has been the best call.
This is pretty good.
The limo was on fire and you're flashing your boobs.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
Nina.
Flames, not just like a small fire, like bam,
flames.
Blowing up fire. Yeah, it was awesome.
It was probably like a 91 Buick limo or something.
Yeah, literally like the old school.
Yes, old school creepy limo. That's hilarious.
Yep.
Mina, I love this call.
This is a good one.
So
well,
good.
I'm glad I can make your guys' Monday better.
Her
you
pain
did.
Is our
you
gain.
You sure did, Mina.
send pics. All right,
okay.
Send some pics.
No.
You have a good
Cheer
Monday.
Me.
Bye, Mina.
Bye, guys.
Send pics.
Bye, Mina.
Of the
what?
Fire.
I just want to see
of
pictures
fire.
Of the fire.
Uh-huh. The fire.
Uh-huh.
All right. Am I going to Ellie here?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Hi, Ellie.
Hi.
Hey.
Morning.
So, what happened?
Morning.
Good morning. What happened with prom?
Oh, I have a crazy saga.
Let's go.
So I went to school in rural Montana and I had a date, and at the end of prom he decided that he wanted to go camping and he wanted me to go camping with him. And so he made me call my parents, and of course my parents were like, are you insane? You're not going camping at the spur of the moment.
Yeah.
So I had to instead drive home with another guy and his prom date, which I'm sure is exactly what they wanted. Because he pitched me to go camping. So we drive out to his date's house, and he drops his date off in
Kyla, Montana, which is in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And she had this long driveway. And by the time that we got back to the end of her driveway, we couldn't remember if we had turned left or right into her driveway. And this is back before GPS and all that.
It's a long driveway.
So we decided to go right. Which was the wrong decision.
That was wrong.
Of course,
okay.
It
no.
Right,
of course
was
it was
not right.
So where'd you end up?
At this point, it's already like midnight, right? So we end up driving 45 minutes in the wrong direction out further into the middle of nowhere. And I got to set the scene. This guy was a creative type guy. So he had a brown vintage Tucson. He had a 1970 Cadillac.
Oh,
awesome.
With the license plate that says Zappa. It was the Zappa mobile.
Like Frank Zappa. That's
I
funny.
I love it.
Gosh.
And I'm wearing my little dress and had no idea how to do my makeup. So my face is completely white because I had no idea how to do makeup at the time.
Neck and face
and
are different colors.
In the middle of nowhere. And it's like straight out of a horror movie where you see like the creepy little phone booth with the one little like light over it in the middle of nowhere.
And it's flickering.
I'm just waiting for like ghosts to pop out from anywhere at any time. And so finally we realize when we see a sign for Eureka, Montana, that we went the wrong way. So we turn around.
Oh, my God.
And
then what
happened? The other direction, and there's fog everywhere.
Oh, boy.
And the moment we hit the fog, all the lights in the car go out.
Oh, my God.
The lights outside the car, the lights inside the car start going out.
Okay.
And so we're freaking out, like, you know, teenagers in
and
the middle of nowhere.
And then what happened?
So then we're driving. Every time we hit fog, the lights keep going out. We finally see another car coming the other direction, and it sees our lights going on and off and on and off, and it pulls over. It slows down and pulls over. We slow down, and we pull over, and we roll down our windows, and we're terrified, and we say, is this the way back?
And it was a guy with a hook. He had a hook for a hand.
They think we're the ghosts, and they just speed off as fast as they can.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, what a night, Ellie. What a night. You had me at the brown tux, though.
I know, right? Well, in the Cadillac, the 77. I mean, that was solid.
That's so
you made
funny.
It home, though? You made, everything
we
was okay?
Everything good?
Home,
oh, thank gosh. Thank gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Jeez.
Terrifying, though.
Ellie, thank you for the very good, very long story.
Thank you, Ellie.
Have a good Monday.
Bye.
Bye. And then what happened? All right, let's do one more. Heather.
Hey.
Tell me your story's not as long as Ellie's.
That's no, a good
it's
story,
a quick
though.
One.
It's a quick one? Okay, what happened on prom?
Yeah. Just towards the end of the night, we're all dancing and getting tired, and a good song comes on, and as we're dancing, this girl who's, like, directly in front of me falls to the ground and just screams bloody murder. But when she fell, like, her leg did this weird thing because her knee popped out of place.
Oh, God.
Jeez. Yeah.
It was quite horrific.
No Macarena for her.
So she went, she went all
no
out.
No limbo for her.
That's probably a scream you'll never forget, too.
No,
like,
No, it's definitely not. It's
gross.
It's terrible.
Oh, my gosh.
But you kept dancing. You were fine, right?
You were fine.
Like, whatever.
Cutting a rug.
Sucks to be you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Heather, thank you for calling.
Have a good day.
See you.
Bye, Heather.
Poor girl.
So straightforward. Yeah, blew out her knee.
Yeah,
whatever.
But
not my problem. I look fine in my dress.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, everybody, who called in this morning. All the texts are still coming in. The prom fails. Absolutely fantastic. Love this kind of stuff.